Hey everyone, and welcome to Service Notes, your go-to podcast for everything service management. I'm your host, Reena Brambat, and today we have a very special episode lined up. Joining me is an outstanding IT service management professional. And one fun fact, her name even rhymes with mine. Take a guess? Please welcome Sharina Jobs. Sharina, welcome to Service Notes.
All right. So Sharina, I have one more question for you. And that is, you know, you spend like, you know, significant amount of time in this profession. When you go to meeting or, you know, collaborate with suppliers and you worked in many industries, when it comes to your peer group or your team member, how many other women you have come across in the industry?
Reena, that question is spot on. I would say when I compare my female counterparts that I've seen in different roles in ITSM, area has been very minimal. Like I would say the population has been very low. I definitely want more women to come forward. I think we add soul to the process. We are more empathetic. We are good in decluttering, which is pretty much known to everyone. We never lose that hope that we can make things better. We always look to make, you know, you care for the people part of it, the people part of the process. So I think, you know, if more women can come forward, I think we will be great. And the new initiative, the Women in ITSM, I think this is going to be a great, they're going to drive a wave of revolution in the ITSM sector where more women can move forward and come up into the leadership, especially in the top leadership. Because if you don't have that buy-in from the senior leadership to understand the importance of IT service management, then it's not going to be successful. It's not going to bring that benefit. So having that one of, or at least one female leader in the top position, it's going to influence the way we are going to think about the process and the outcome. And I wish that change is going to happen.
Good point. I think your experience is quite similar to mine. Yeah. Okay, so Sharina, this is kind of my favorite part where I get to know you personally, and also the people listening to it, they get to know kind of Sharina behind the work scene. So my first question is, are you Pepsi or Coke?
I think neither. I'm more a lemonade person.
Oh my God. You know what? I'm learning so much about people because you are my third guest who said the same thing. So I'm going to have to like expand my options now. Okay. Tea or coffee?
I think anytime tea.
Tea. Okay. What's your favorite book?
It's Start With Why by Simon Sinek. It's a book about to know the purpose behind any action that you do. Start with the why. If you know the why, you know how to be done and then what to be done. So it's a very good book that I love.
I have read that. I have seen his YouTube talk. I think it's very important because sometimes you know, when you need that extra kick to do something, mm-hmm. you go ask why you're doing this. I think it kind of makes a journey a little easy. It doesn't make it like simple or fun, but you know, somewhat easy. Okay. How do you relax after a busy day at work?
Oh, if it's summer or a spring, summer, fall season, I enjoy my backyard, my gardening. I love a little bit of Zumba. I've been a little off track when it comes to my fitness, but otherwise I do enjoy a short high intensity workout. Anything includes nature walk to feel the nature, feel the earth. That's what I love. And if that can be, you know, complemented with some good music, then that's my go-to personal moments.
Good one. Yeah, who doesn't like a good dance, right? Yeah. Okay, and what's your personal mantra? Something you have applied in your life continuously and you kind of stand by?
I'd say be the better version of always. Always strive to be the better. You can always have improvements in you know, even the minutest things. So always strive to be the best version of yourself. What you were you yesterday, try to be better today. And then if you're better today, be the best tomorrow.
Good one. And last but not least, if you have to say one word for service management, what would you say?
It's the discipline.
Okay, I love that. Discipline, yes, it brings discipline and removes the chaos. Well, thank you so much. It's so much fun having you. And I love the fact that our name rhymes. Sharina, Rina is like, how fantastic. Yeah, I just love it. Like, I love when I meet some under the Rina or Katrina or Ren. Like, yeah, I love it. Well, thank you for, you know, joining us and giving us your valuable time. Do you have any final word you want to share with the audience?
Thank you, Rina, for inviting me to this podcast. I really, really enjoyed. You made it at ease, very comfortable way, organic, natural. And to all my fellow service management professionals, let's stay connected. A strong network and community help us to grow together and to support each other. So I wish everyone all the very best, and so that together we can make this world a better place.
Yeah, no, thank you. Very good advice. Thank you.
Once again, thank you so much, Sharina, for coming on the show and making time for us. I really appreciate having a candid conversation, and I'm so glad. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.